Digital transformation trends help with planning, and we forecast these trends every year. So let's dive in.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, change management, ERP selection, and implementation. On that note, let's get back to today's topic, which is going to be top 15 digital transformation trends in 2024. So before we look at the list, the overarching theme is going to be very consistent with 2023. And if you have reviewed our trends that we have forecasted in 2023, overall, we were very conservative with our forecasting. So even in 2024, the macroeconomic conditions are going to drive these trends, and they have direct correlation on the digital transformation activity, primarily governed by the M&A activity levels, especially in the ERP space. So even in 2024, the trends are going to be very similar, even though there is expectation and there is a clear divide in the analyst community whether we are going to have recession, soft landing, or things might come up in 2024. But as of today, it seems until H2 or Q2, we are not going to see the interest rates coming down. And until then, the macroeconomic conditions are going to be fairly similar, and that is going to drive the deals in the digital transformation space, as well as the way they are going to be funded internally for your initiatives as well. So that's going to be the overarching theme. The biggest positive sign that we have in the community is because of artificial intelligence that is driving some activity levels. Some companies are really investing in the artificial intelligence, but even that is going to take some time before we really know the business value that you can get from the AI initiatives. So in 2024, the AI initiatives are probably going to be in the watch mode. So those are the major activities that are going to shape the majority of the trends, and that's what we have on our list. So now let's look at the list. So number one on our list is artificial intelligence driven business models. And that is going to be the way artificial intelligence is going to drive the transactions, the business model, as well as how we conduct our business. For the most part, the major changes that we are going to see, even though it might take some time before we really understand how it is going to impact our business model and transaction, and these changes are going to be from both perspectives, from the technology innovation perspective, but also the policy and regulatory changes that we are going to see, they are also going to drive the changes, and those changes are going to drive the architecture as well as how we are going to implement the system. So some of the most immediate changes that you are going to see because of artificial intelligence is going to be in content generation, and we are already seeing the impact that they are the early adopter of most of the artificial intelligence technology. Now, because of the content, the digital adoption is going to be faster. Before artificial intelligence, for companies that could not adopt digital commerce, e-commerce, now it's going to be much easier just because they can generate content very easily. They can go to digital very easily. So overall, the cost to go digital is going to be lower. There are going to be other companies that are going to be really strong with their digital capabilities, and they are most likely going to be disrupting the traditional business models such as your manufacturing or distribution. So we are going to see massive, massive changes overall from the digital adoption perspective because of artificial intelligence. The other things that you will see is the impact on the search channels. So for the most part, the way we discovered products, services, that is all driven by search channels. So that is going to see massive impact. And this is going to be very similar to how Google changed our life in how we discover products. The same changes we have seen even with Amazon, that is also used as a channel for the product discovery. So now with the new search channels, and now we are going to see a lot of scenarios where ChatGPT is being used as the search engine. So we will have to optimize our products and services and business models in compliance with your ChatGPT. So this is not going to be just one channel, but the scenarios are going to be incorporated in most of the channels that we are going to use, at least from the digital perspective, but that might also have impact on the physical channels as well. The other scenarios that we might see is overall the way the guided selling or the guided buying used to work. So we might see changes in the adoption of configurator CPQ, even though the CPQ and configurator use a slightly more rigid model, but still we might be able to see changes more from the search and discovery perspective, just because it's going to be much easier to be able to incorporate these scenarios with AI. The other changes that we are going to see overall is the personalization, and that is going to see the massive impact because of technologies such as deepfakes. At this point of time, we don't know how deepfake technology is going to be governed, especially when you look at the voice prints. They might see a lot of changes as well, whether governments are going to allow that or not. Some of the conservative governments as well as countries have already started blocking deepfake, and we might see the similar things with other countries as well. Either they are going to regulate these spaces, or they might come up with newer policies such as having the voice print for deepfake, and there might be a release process for that so that you can recognize how many deepfakes are in circulation at this point of time. This is going to be very similar regulation model as your cannabis space. So at this point of time, it's very hard to forecast in terms of how these things are going to shape up. But these are some of the possibilities how they might impact the business model. So that's number one. Now, number two on our list is measured approach to investments. And this is very similar trend as 2023. The CFOs are going to be extremely conservative until the cash situation is going to be clear, or the macroeconomic conditions are going to be clear. There are going to be substantial scrutiny with your projects, especially the initiatives. And the companies, what they are going to do is they are going to have the impulse buying pattern overall from the technology perspective, because they are looking for short-term gains and they are not as worried about the implications in the long term. That is going to have implication on your backlog and the architecture, just because that perspective is missed, especially if they are going to be buying in the impulse manner, for example, SaaS technologies. That might have impact in the long term, but that's probably going to be a trend just because they are worried about the short term. So that's number two. Now, number three on our list is geopolitical impact on business processes. And this is also very similar trend as 2023. In 2024, this might be slightly more prominent just because of the shift in the political powers. At this point of time, it's very hard to forecast how our current two wars, how they are going to impact the business, but there are definitely going to be changes in the power, and that might impact the supply chain. They might impact the business processes in terms of who is going to be keeping the power in the long term. And because of that, you know, how that is going to impact the supply chain as well as the market. We have seen substantial movement in 2023, and that is going to continue even in 2024. The Other geopolitical issues that you might see is related to monetary information as well as currency flow. And when you are going to have the tightening geopolitical concerns at that time, for the most part, most countries are going to be acting in their national interest. And because of that, they are going to be slightly concerned about the overall security information flow, as well as the monetary flow. And that is going to have impact on business. So that's number three. Now, number four on our list is decision-grade data and insights. There are two factors that are driving this trend. Number one is artificial intelligence. Number two is consolidation, or the network consolidation that we have in the market that we have seen in the last few years, and that is going to continue even in 2024. So the decision-grade data that we have, the more suppliers as well as the carriers that you have in the network, the better your data as well as forecasting is going to be. AI requires a ton of data. And because of that, previously, we were not able to get as reliable data just because the data was not complete. It did not track everything from the supply chain perspective. But now, because of the private equity consolidation, as well as these networks are becoming really big, and because of that, and the models are becoming richer as well, and because of that, now we are going to get far richer decision-grade data that is going to have impact on the entire supply chain, especially the supply chains that are going to be slightly more collaborative in nature. For example, automotive, where the decision-grade data is shared among the manufacturers as well as suppliers, and manufacturers are really dictating or have the impact on the entire supply chain. So now, because of that, the inventory levels are going to be far superior. The container levels are also going to be equally superior, just because the forecasting is going to be far superior across the board. And this is not just with one company. It is going to be the entire industry that is going to see this impact. And that is going to drive the digital transformation initiatives as well. So that's number four. Now, number five on our list is supply chain networks and visibility platforms. And supply chain networks and visibility platforms have come a long way in last 5 years, and they are only going to become bigger now. Initially, there were limitations of the supply chain networks, and the only thing they could do is certain geographies and certain modes, but now they can combine most of the modes, even the last mile traceability as well. So they are only going to become bigger. So that's number five. Now, number six on our list is increased focus on sustainability and ESG. And we have seen this trend, in 2023. So this is definitely going to be there. And they are going to drive the reporting requirements at this point of time. Most of the enterprise software categories, they are trying to attack the ESG and sustainability in some shape or form. So there is no clear consensus in terms of who is going to be hosting the sustainability and ESG requirements. So there is a massive overlap in the industry at this point of time related to these requirements, and that is driving the architecture. So it might take some time before we have consensus in terms of where these requirements are going to be hosted, which enterprise software category is going to be the candidate for sustainability as well as ESG. But until that stabilizes, we are going to see shifting architectural patterns related to sustainability and ESG. And that is also going to drive the digital transformation initiatives overall. So that's number six. Now, number seven on our list is continued consolidation of enterprise software suites. And this we have seen even in 2023-2022. We have seen some companies created just like the way other enterprise companies were created, by private equity or by the investment firm, for example, Infor, ECI. And we have seen some trends such as your new company, Adaptive, that is a new company that is born just purely from the consolidation perspective. We have seen massive growth for Constellation Software, and the only thing they are doing is they are consolidating these vertical software and they are creating the entities. So we are seeing this consolidation across the board whether you talk about the supply chain software suites or the enterprise software suites, everybody's trying to consolidate and integrate. And because of that, the architectural patterns are going to be shifted. Everybody's going to have massive overlap overall in terms of the capabilities, and that is going to cause the confusion, which system should be hosting what functionality, and that is going to drive the architecture as well as the digital transformation initiatives. Overall, the ERP as well as supply chain suites, they all are going to become much bigger, and everybody in the market are trying to guard their revenue. So obviously, they are going to be creating the pricing as well as distribution strategies that are going to be aligned to their own software. And because of that, there are going to be massive impact overall in how you buy software as well as, from the architecture perspective. So that's number 7. Now, number 8 on our list is increased failures and shifting architectural patterns. And there are 2 or 3 drivers which are driving this. Number 1, obviously, is the overlap. The number 2 is going to be the short-term bias in with respect to procurement of the software as well as the digital transformation technologies. And because of that, we are going to see increased number of failures just because they are not looking at the comprehensive picture. They are not investing in the enterprise architecture. They are not looking at the long-term implications. They are not necessarily bringing all of the departments on the same page before buying these technologies. So the failures are definitely going to increase, and that's number 8. Number 9 on our list is e-invoicing. And e-invoicing has been on rise for most of the countries. There are countries that are stabilizing their processes for e-invoicing. We have trailblazers who have proven models for e-invoicing. So now other countries are going to follow those countries, as well as these countries are going to streamline their own processes as well. And that is going to have impact as well as on the capabilities of ERP as well as enterprise software. And this is also going to drive the architecture. So that's number 9. Number 10 on our list is the slowed mergers and acquisition M&A activity. The M&A activity is going to be slower, and typically there is a very tight correlation with digital transformation initiatives, especially ERP-centric initiatives, to your M&A activity levels, which is going to be very slow. Even in 2024, this has been slow since COVID. 2020, it has not come up. So we are still going to see the same trend even in 2024, and the digital transformation initiatives as well as deals are not going to be, the deal flow is not going to be as strong as we would have in the normal circumstances. So that's number 10. Number 11 on our list is increased investments in strategy and change management. Now, increased failure rate is going to drive the increased investments. So companies and the CFOs, they are going to be slightly more careful, and they are going to plan these initiatives in phases. And one of the phases that they need to plan is going to be the strategy phase. And they will ask the IT leadership to prove their whatever ideas that they might have. And that is going to happen in some sort of strategy blueprinting phase. And that is going to help develop the roadmap as well as plan these digital transformation initiatives. So we are going to see increased investment. And this is the trend consistent with 2023. We have seen this trend increased overall. And now this is going to be even more prominent in 2024. So that's number 11. Now, number 12 on our list is tighter collaboration of tech companies. And this is a very interesting trend where traditionally the rival companies in the technology space, they were not collaborating as much. But because of AI, now everybody needs data. And the only way to get data is through tighter collaboration. We have seen this trend in the supply chain space, because in supply chain space, you have to have the complete traceability, and not everybody is going to have the licensing agreement to capture data for all of those modes. And that's why we were seeing a lot more overlap, a lot more collaboration in the supply chain space. But now, even in the technology space, we are going to see that a lot more. And one of the example is Oracle and Microsoft collaborating. That is something that we have not seen in the past. So now we will see a lot more collaboration, whether we talk about collaboration of Microsoft and SAP, SAP Oracle, that could be very interesting as well. So we are going to see a lot more, just because now companies are thinking about the overall gain. And the only way to do that is going to be by collaboration. So we are going to see a lot more because of that. So that's number 12. Now, number 13 on our list is mature cloud native technologies. And this is a trend consistent with our 2023. And in this particular case as well, now we have seen massive, massive improvements in cloud native technologies, as well as the legacy vendors. They are trying to improve their legacy technologies, which is looking very similar to how cloud native technologies are appearing at this point of time. And the gap is becoming narrower. So you are going to see a lot more industry functionality with the cloud native vendors, as well as the cloud native capabilities in with the legacy vendors. For example, enterprise search mobility, that is going to be your transactional maps or workflows. We have seen vendors such as Apicore developing some of these capabilities. So the gap between your on-prem and cloud is going to be narrower. In fact, the cloud may have slightly more robust capabilities, at least from the technology innovation perspective, before they catch up with respect to the functional capabilities as well. But for the most part, the gap is going to be narrower. The decision is going to be harder just because of this. So companies need to invest in due diligence and understanding the long-term implications before they commit to any vendor, any technologies. So that's number 13. Number 14 is Industry 4.0 and Edge Computing. And for the most part, the only reason why we are going to see Industry 4.0 and Edge Computing is again because of AI. Industry 4.0 trends, the biggest benefit of Industry 4.0 was with data collection. And now for AI, you need a lot more data. Yes, there are other benefits of Industry 4.0, but that adoption might not be as fast, especially when it comes to automating or building the control centers to be able to govern these machines automatically. We might not see those trends right away, but for the most part, the Industry 4.0 technologies are going to be used for data gathering, because AI companies, the machines are going to require, the tech companies are going to be utilizing more AI technologies, at least in the tech development, even if it might not be used for applications, but tech companies are going to be using this for tech development. And that is going to drive a lot more Industry 4.0 adoption, as well as edge computing. So that's number 14. Now, number 15 on our list is omni-channel experience. And we were slightly more bullish overall from the omni-channel perspective in 2023. Even in 2024, this trend is going to be prominent, especially because of the changes in the digital models, reduced barrier overall from the digital adoption perspective. So we will see newer business models, newer channels appear, and that is going to disrupt the traditional business models. So now companies are going to be investing a lot more with omni-channel technologies, the headless technologies, because of the increased channels. So we are definitely going to see this trend as well. So that's number 15. That's it for this video. In this video, we discussed the top 15 digital transformation trends in 2024. So if you are interested in more detail, we are going to include a link to the article. So check that out. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report that we publish yearly for 2024, we are going to link up that as well. So you might want to check that. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button below. And we also publish these episodes in the audio form on WBS Rocks podcast. On that note, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.